Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. I'm Pamela Clark, founder and director of the New Heights Educational Group, and I'm here with David Smith, the founder of Silicon Valley High School, who has helped us get these podcasts produced and delivered to you.
Yes, Pamela, when we saw the great things that you and your army of volunteers were achieving at New Heights, we wanted to get involved. We're happy to work with you to leverage the internet and make quality education accessible and affordable to everyone, everywhere.
Thank you, David. We appreciate Silicon Valley High School helping us to get these podcasts out to the hundreds of thousands of listeners from all over the world. So I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. I am your host, Erica Hansen. Today's show, I'll be focusing on spiders, specifically the tarantula. It's a bit of a departure from what we've been studying, snakes, but I thought the tarantula was very interesting, so I thought I'd do a show on these interesting spiders here. Like the king cobra, this spider has developed a fearsome reputation. It's largely due to its intimidating form. It's very, very large and very hairy. But before we take a look at this arachnid, I'd like to invite my listeners to check out our new show here at NHEG. It focuses on youth issues, and it's hosted by Olian Tibat. Her show airs on Fridays, 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Her show is pre-recorded, so she doesn't have a Zoom on when she records. And I do want to let everybody know this show itself is pre-recorded. This is my last show as a radio host for NHEG, although I am staying with NHEG, I am actually moving to a different department. So I'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the show. So with all that said, let's get on with the show here. Let's talk about tarantulas. The tarantula, scientific name Theraphosidae, can be intimidating because of its large hairy body. They are venomous, but their poison is so weak, it's less toxic than the poison from a bee. It is only a minor threat to humans in all in actuality. That being said, a tarantula's bite is extremely painful, so even though they're not extremely poisonous, these guys are not something you want to meet and get bitten by. Additionally, they have small hairs on their body, which tarantulas release when threatened. These hairs can irritate the eyes, nose, and mouth of a predator. That's what they're for. So let's talk about the habitat of a tarantula. So there are hundreds of species of tarantulas. They live in tropical, subtropical, and arid regions of the world. They vary in color depending on their environment. Of course, easier to blend in. Most tarantulas burrow into the ground to make their nests. In the United States, tarantulas tend to live in the southern and southwestern states. I'm going to take a quick break here for the September announcements from NHEG, and I'll be back with you after those announcements.
Welcome, and here are your announcements for the month of September 2021. There are lots of happenings at NHEG, but first, here are the September birthdays. Happy birthday to Jenny Nikling, September 2nd, Marina Klime, September 13th, Caroline Chen, September 18th, William Atkinson, September 23rd, Ayush Gaba, September 26th, and Kiran D, September 17th. And happy anniversary to the following people: Christina Kafo, September 4th, Michael Anderson, September 20, Lingua Ding, September 21st. A special thank you to the following supporters. Thank you to Silicon Valley High School for your continued support of NHEG. Thank you to Amazon Prime for your recent donation of products to NHEG. Thank you to All Star for your continued support. And thank you to 4 Imprint One for your recent donation of products to NHEG valued at $500. Congratulations to New Heights Educational Group for the following wins: 2021 International Business Awards, New Heights Educational Group Company of the Year, Diversified Services, Medium Size, Gold TV Winner. 2021 International Business Awards, NHEG Education Hero of the Year, Gold TV Winner. 2021 International Business Awards, New Heights Educational Group Company of the Year, Business or Professional Services, Medium Size, Silver TV Winner. 2021 New Heights Educational Group was named Best Literacy Promotion and Support MPO Midwest USA by Acquisition International's 2021 Nonprofit Organization Award. You can view NHEG recognition at www.acquisition-international.com/winners/new-heights-educational-group. Thank you to State Farm for naming us as a finalist in the Neighborhood Assist Grant Competition. NHEG placed in the top 40 out of 2,000 applicants. We will receive information soon if we win the $25,000. People's Choice Award nomination and voting. Because NHEG won a TV award in one of the Company of the Year categories in the 87th Annual International Business Awards, it has been automatically included in voting for the People's Choice TV Awards for Favorite Companies. Place your vote now for New Heights Educational Group at peopleschoice.tvawards.com. Voting will conclude on October 1st at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. The top vote getter in each category will receive a Crystal People's Choice TV Award trophy. Winners of the People's Choice TV Awards will be shipped their awards prior to the December 8th virtual award ceremony. Only nominees with a minimum of 100 votes will be eligible to win, so be sure to vote for us. Have a great month, and once again, thank you to all of the above.
Welcome back to the New Heights Show on Education. Once again, I am your host, Erica Hansen. Today's topic is the tarantula. If you are just joining us, I went over a little description of the tarantula and a little bit about its habitat. Now we're going to go into what it eats and how it hunts to basically, of course, live. So tarantulas are nocturnal hunters. They're very deliberate when stalking their prey. Their prey is usually insects and small animals. That makes up the majority of its diet, insects, frogs, mice, that sort of thing. They grab their prey with their appendages and inject venom into their prey. They can also secrete digestive enzymes, which break down the food and allows the tarantula to suck it up through straw-like mouth openings, which sounds quite intriguing, let's say. Yeah, I wouldn't actually want to see that. After eating, the spider may not have to eat for another month. They have hairs on their abdomen, which vibrate and alerts the tarantula to danger or prey. So, again, I do need to take another quick break for a word from our sponsor, Silicon Valley High School.
This podcast is brought to you by Silicon Valley High School, the world's fastest growing, video-based, self-paced, teacher-supported, fully accredited online school that's recommended by more than 96% of students. Take individual courses at just $95 each, or earn your high school diploma at any age. Check us out at svhs.co.
Welcome back to the New Heights Show on Education. Once again, I am your host, Erica Hansen. Today's topic is the tarantula. So, having talked about a little bit about their diet and their habitat, let's move on to what actually threatens the tarantula in the wild. Tarantulas actually have few natural enemies. An exception is the Pepsis wasp. It's a parasitic wasp, which is parasitic in nature. It uses a tarantula to lay its eggs and feed its young. And so that's one of the major threats to the tarantula. As far as procreation and mating, the male tarantula spins a web and deposits sperm onto the surface. Post-mating, the male scuttles away in order to avoid being eaten by the female. Some species of tarantula do that, similar to a praying mantis or a black widow. The female seals both sperm and eggs into a cocoon and guards it for 6 to 9 months. The eggs can hold up to 500 to 1,000 young. Young tarantulas at a time, which is amazing to me, that many. I'm quite surprised. I think that's the largest amount of young that I've actually ever heard of as far as a spider. As far as the lifespan, male tarantulas can live up to 12 years in the wild. Females can live twice as long. So I'm going to take another quick break so we can hear a short announcement from NHEG, and I'll be back with you to wrap up the show.
Hello, listeners. If you're enjoying the New Heights Show on education and want to support or donate to our organization, please visit www.newheightseducation.org. And while you're there, check out our online store at new-heights-educational-group.myshopify.com.
Welcome back to the New Heights Show on Education. Today we're talking about tarantulas, a spider which looks scarier than it actually is. It is venomous, but the venom is so weak that it really doesn't pose a threat to humanity. as mentioned last segment, male tarantulas can live up to 12 years in the wild. Females can live twice as long. As far as the status of the tarantula, as far as how prevalent it is in the world, some species of tarantulas are endangered. That's usually due to habitat destruction. And additionally, tarantulas are popular pets, and they are over-collected for the pet trade. Tarantulas actually are very popular as pets. So that is another factor. Once again, I will give my listeners the phone number to the U.S. Poison Control Center, just in case. That is 1-800-222-1222. And of course, I will have links in the show notes for further information if you're interested in the tarantula. I'd like to talk a little bit about the show and what NHEG has meant to me and this show in particular. I joined New Heights Educational Group in 2018, end of 2018, and I think I've learned quite a lot doing this show, both actually about how you create a podcast and hosting a podcast, and a lot of information about differing topics, which is really the reason why I started this podcast. I am very interested in all manner of things, especially, as you may have noticed, disability. I think that it was a topic that was not covered as much, and so I was interested to bring my perspective into that. I have enjoyed this immensely. I would not have changed it for the world. I love speaking to you guys. I loved, sharing information. I hope you've learned a lot too. I am still with NHEG. I plan to remain with NHEG. I will just be moving on to writing educational articles. I thought it was just time for a change, so that's what I'll be doing going forward. But like I said, I've really, really enjoyed this podcast, and you know, this final episode is sort of bittersweet because I did enjoy it and I learned a lot, and I am grateful to NHEG and all my listeners for hanging in there with me for this long. I just wanted to give a special message before I sign off here. Again, I hope everyone is well, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you in some articles, perhaps on the NHEG website. So take care to my listeners, and I will see you on the other side.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to rate us and follow us on your podcast player. Check out our show page, radio.newheightseducation.org, for monthly announcements and other happenings.